You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
In this short commentary, we'll focus on verses 19 to 25 of Hebrews 10 and see how they lead us into the last three chapters of the letter to Hebrews. Let me start by reading those verses. Verse 19. Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way which is opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Verses 19 to 21, summarized, restates what the author of Hebrews has been speaking about throughout the letter. That is, that Christ's work through his death and resurrection has opened a way for us to come back into good relationship with God. The imagery used is of the temple of the Jews. And at their temple center was a small building called the Tabernacle. And in the center of that, what was called the Holy of Holies, which was understood as the place where God's presence was most to be found. That very holy place was separated from the rest of the tabernacle by a curtain that was covered with images of fearful creatures called cherubim, a reminder again of how holy the place was. And only one man, the Jewish high priest, and only once a year, the Day of Atonement, went into the Holy of Holies, the place beyond the curtain, the place of God's special presence on earth. So the imagery here is referring to that curtain and saying that we, accepting what Christ has done on the cross by dying physically, can now do what the high priest used to be able to do only once a year. That is, to go into God's intimate presence through the curtain, which is here is an image for his body that died. This being the case, then, in verse 22, he tells us to have faith, and in verse 23, to have hope and not waver, in verses 24 to 25, to love one another steadfastly. So maybe you've heard, as I said those verses, that the response to Christ's work for us here is given as faith, hope, and love. And in fact, the next three chapters of Hebrews develops in order each of these themes: faith, hope, and love. The reality, however, is that even though we are new creatures, if we've trusted in the Lord and in his work for us, we still need to persevere in our faith. Verses 26 to 31 is a warning that you can still turn away from Christ even after having known the truth. And undoubtedly, in the first century, when persecutions came and when temptation to sin came, some did turn away from Christ. Given this reality, the author calls us to endure by saying in verse 35, therefore do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that you may do the will of God and receive what is promised. Some years ago, I was meditating on the book of Hebrews, in particular this passage, and the Lord gave me what was almost a vision. I saw myself as a runner in a race in a stadium. I was running alone. But the stands filled with many people, and they were cheering me on. The Lord said to me that these were the men and women who have lived the Christian life and endured, and are now were with the Lord in heaven. They are the ones encouraging me with their cheers. And then I saw someone whose face I could not make out come down through the crowd in the stands in running clothes like mine, and come to where I was on the track and run beside me. Then I knew it was the Lord Jesus. We're not on our own in this race. We run together and are cheered on by all those who have gone before us. And most of all, we're encouraged by the Lord himself running the race with us.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. If you would like to support this and other ventures, simply go to www.servantsoftheword.org/donate.